Hello, everybody. Max White here. I made a mistake. I am currently in Japan and I forgot to bring the hard drive with my catchy Max White Presents intro. So you're going to get me talking. Today's date is Friday, January 26th, 2024. I am in Hakuba, Japan, and the podcast you're going to hear is with me and Jessica Gilbert all the way back in 2022, December 3rd, 2022, on the continent of Antarctica. Now, it's been a little while since I recorded this, and my apologies, but I'm getting it out now. So next time you hear this podcast, you're gonna hear a catchy intro that you're used to, but this time you're just gonna hear me talking. And thanks again for listening to this episode. Go over to at Jessica Gilbert, take a look at her art and her guiding, and do me a favor, share, like, and all that annoying action words that you hear on this podcast because it helps a lot. Hope you enjoy the episode. Have a great day.
We're live. Where are we right now? This is Max White, and I'm here with, I don't know what you are.
My name's Jessica Gilbert, Max. We've been together for, what, a week and a half now? You don't know my name?
We've
This
been
is
together.
Ridiculous.
Jessica, where are we?
We're in Antarctica.
I gotta put my gloves on. Is this the first podcast ever from the continent of Antarctica? Probably not. There's probably scientists out here doing it. What do you think?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, we are on a Argentinian base right now. It's empty, but.
Jessica, what the fuck are we doing here?
We're sitting and making a podcast, Max.
I meant in the bigger scheme of things. What are we doing in Antarctica?
We're out here with Ice Axe Expeditions, and we're skiing and snowboarding around all sorts of places in Antarctica.
It's true.
We've been north, south, not quite middle.
We did a 6-hour U-turn to see some pretty cliffs.
It was pretty cool, though.
It was so worth it. That was amazing.
I really like how the boat called, "Hey, there's now rocks on both sides."
What if that was supposed to go to the captain and no one else is supposed to know that? What's your favorite part so far that you've seen?
Favorite part so far, I mean, it's been a wild trip. We started at a volcanic island. That's, you know, an island that was made from a volcano. Let's rewind
but
that.
Heavy vibes because over 70,000 whales had been massacred.
Whaling station, which is crazy that it just ended in the 60s, was it?
I
like,
think
it
so.
Was way more recent than I thought it
I think
would
it was
be.
2006.
Norwegians
they
were, whale hard.
They whale, dude. Norwegians whale hard. Okay, then from the bay.
You're there. You got, like, man, we've just been hanging out with penguins every day. That's
You've
been
done.
Pretty wild.
The most.
Icebergs floating around. The colors have been crazy. The wind has been out of hand.
What was your first? Oh shit!
You know what?
Sorry,
let's
that's
just
our
turn our radio off.
Yeah, we're playing hooky right now. We are working as guides for
Oops,
Ice Axe
sorry.
Expedition, but we're at a penguin rookery today on an island. It's an Argentinian military base.
Camara.
What's it called?
Camara.
Camara military base. I think this is going cool.
Probably means go away, Westerners.
Go away, gringos. Do you identify as a snowboarder or an artist first?
Ooh, good question. I identify as an, oh, man, I don't want to answer that.
Why not?
Well, because I think it's almost 50-50. It's like the artwork influences how I snowboard. Like, I'm looking at ridges. I want to get the aesthetic lines, and the splitboarding and snowboarding objectives influence the artwork. It's all connected. Like, the artwork is inspired by experiences outside, and the experiences outside then lend to how I move through my paintings.
I've been with you for over a week, and that's the first intelligent thing you've said.
I've been talking a lot, and you've just been talking over me.
<That's>
I haven't
amazing.
Met many people who talk more than I do, but congratulations, Max. You far exceeded expectations.
You can't see my shoulder shrug right now for those listening on the audio version, but it's pretty good. Okay, let's just talk about conditions, because we can get into, like, why you're here and what we're doing. But what was your expectations for conditions in Antarctica for snowboarding?
Okay, conditions I thought were going to be bulletproof, wind blasted, pretty firm. It has instead, I mean, wind blasted, yes, we've gotten wind every day. My lips are incredibly sunburnt. That's all par for the course, but it's mostly been snowing. Like, we've been walking through snow. It's, I haven't been like pow per se, but snow's been in the air.
We've seen a lot of snow moving around too. Avalanches, which even the old guides say they've never seen before.
The very old guides.
Yeah.
Mostly with a bunch of old guides.
Old guides with, like, just the, I mean, the best guides talk the least, which says a lot about me.
Yeah. That's the first intelligent thing you've said. All trip.
We're new. Wait, paint the picture right now. What are we looking at? That's kind of important.
Well, you know, you pointed out, being the surfer that you are, that there's a nice left-hand break here in this bay.
It was a
on
right.
Half Moon Island.
I only saw a right. Maybe it's a peak.
You know, I'm not a surfer, so
right,
maybe.
You know what? This is your time. What are you seeing?
What am I seeing? We're looking at a bay. We're on Half Moon Island right here, also known as Microdose Hill. Looking over at, oh, what's the island on A? That would be.
So everything's divided into landing zones. So if you're talking about A, B, or C, there are different spots where you can land on the Zodiacs.
Livingston?
Go shred. Yeah, Livingston.
Livingston, yeah. We've got another island and more glaciers across the way with a big ass cloud moving in. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, you can say fuck.
Oh,
it's totally
I didn't
fine.
Say fuck. I said ass.
I know. I was overshooting you.
Okay, good. Typical.
Typical.
Classic.
Typical man.
We're right on the water. There's all shades of blue, all shades of white, all shades of brown and gray and
now,
dark.
You came down here and working as a guy, but you also wanted to paint, and you did paint, and you're doing a painting up in the observation room, which is beautiful. It stretched the canvas the whole nine because you are an artist now. Did you take a photo of the landscape that you're working on now? Is that from a photo or a sketch?
It's actually from a sketch. I mean, there's photos of it as well, but the whole goal of the artwork is to capture how it feels to be outside and really try and capture the experience.
Yeah.
And I think that photos don't actually do that that moment justice. Like, they capture a second of that frame, but really it's about like how it feels to have the wind blasting in your face and the sun move across the mountains and the water laving the shores. So it's I had a sketchbook or my guidebook in the field, and I've been drawing inspiration from that. And the goal of this whole project is really to show the parallels and the overlap between the art process and the guiding process. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, moving through, whether it's terrain or a painting. It's for other people. It's curating an experience. And this particular piece, too, not only is it capturing this wild and, you know, potentially fleeting place, it's, you know, changing every year, whether more snow, as the guides are saying, yeah, or less ice. But it's incredibly vast. I think the thing that I hear so much that I feel, and I don't know if you're feeling too because you're much taller than I am, but I feel small here.
Yeah.
So trying to capture that emotion.
It is amazing. Landscape is very grand. But I've been talking about less of dinner and stuff with all of our entire team. Shout out to the team, Matt, Aaron, Joel, along with us, because we've got like a solid crew. It's really good. But I feel that these mountains are very welcoming. I thought it'd be a lot more inhospitable. Yes, it's summer here in Antarctica. Oh, the date is what, December 3rd?
Yeah, but where were you day two when we just about got blasted off the mountain?
The bar? I
probably.
Felt, you know,
there was an empty spot on the rope, yeah, so now you mentioned it.
I went to the bar. I went to McDonald's. So we tugged the tiger by the tail.
Yeah, we've seen it all.
What was your experience with that? We got hit. So just for you know, we were in an area. We came down, and then weather came in as it was predicted. But, you know, we were like, let's forward ahead, as Shackleton the Great Explorer would do, and we got our asses handed to us.
Yeah, we are no Shackleton.
How high were those winds? And please speak in American metrics.
Ooh, American metrics. I think they said 50 knots it was gusting to. So
that's got to be 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, crazy. It felt it.
I definitely, I saw Joel go flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel went flying. In the
feet.
RIP a pole. I had to take like, you know, all 7'4" of me. I had to go down on one knee like a fucking man I am, a mountain guide.
You're still 6 feet above the snow, so
yeah, no, it's totally fine. I can. And then, what are you doing down here, filming wise? So we're working on a project, and tell just a little bit about that. And this is going to be a cutaway to when we do the full episode tonight. Back on the ship, it's a ship, not a boat, Jessa.
Don't mess it up. Why are you pointing at me?
Because it's
Andrew McLean.
Andrew says it too. He says boat, and he slips up.
Exactly, he said boat every time. Get it right.
There is an
eccentric. Sorry, Andrew. I totally respect you.
There is a guy that says he's very angry about that. There's a lot of pride.
He was actually, I think he was getting offended for the captain. The captain has never come over, but for the captain, he's saying, hey, captain really likes this ship. Boat is, it's just undermining it.
He's like a captain's fluffer. He's really keeping him hot and going.
It's a very important role on this boat. Ship.
Okay, I cut you off. So talk about the project you're doing.
Okay, project. Here. So back to kind of what we were talking about with the painting and guiding process, how those things are overlapping, or I see the parallels. This whole film project is to try and capture that exact thing, to show people that process. Because I think, too, it's really funny. We've been, you know, laughing about what guiding is all week. But to me, it really is like you're curating an experience for other people. And the word curation I use intentionally because that's like indebted to the art community or to the art process. So you're not like giving people an experience. You're setting them up for success. You're finding a line. You're moving through terrain. You're trying to find the easiest way through or the most aesthetic line, slope to ride. Coming down, having a great time. Same with the painting process. You're trying to move through a composition, create lines, structure, shape, whatever it may be, and curate a feeling or emotion or, I'm trying to make a response. Like, I hope that through showing how beautiful and awe-inspiring these places are, that it will encourage other people to get outside, to have their own experience, and in turn, to fall in love with these places so that we can better and more easily work to protect them. So the film is all about those parallels and showing I'm calling it, and it might change, like cultivating creativity in the Southern Hemisphere.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful. You don't come off as thoughtful, but that was very nice.
That's so rude, man.
You're the wind howling.
Didn't even know how to respond to that. I'm like, just about one single tear.
She does these things where it's just one single tear. It's like how it's like the Trail of Tears, Native Americans. That's it's weird because you go, hey, want to be part of this? Deep water. So I noticed this too, though. Like, you do pull out your sketchbook while we are riding, and this is interesting to me because yes, you are a professional snowboarder guide. Artist, but while I'm like, my knees are shaking because I brought I'm definitely the weakest link in terms of skill on this. They're all pros, hitters, you know, and I'm kind of getting my head together and like kind of managing slopes, and if anyone gets hurt, how I can help and where I can be. Jess is pulling out a fucking sketchbook and you just start
chilling.
Doodling away. You seem very comfortable and confident in the mountains. Is that a fair? You seem at home where I am.
Yeah, I think yes and no. I think I have my head up and I'm trying to do the best I can, especially, you know, I'm responsible for the welfare of the group and reporting back to the party, and I am still in my learning process. Like, that, let's make that very clear. And I think, like, you know, with that being said, we're always learning. We're always trying to make sure we're on our feet. But the sketchbook, and it's, again, back to the guiding process. Like, when you're moving through terrain, you have your head up. You're looking for, is there avalanche activity? Like, what's the best route? Is there safety? Do I have overhead hazard? All of those things. In the art process, I'm doing the same exact thing. So the process that I use is called a single line drawing. So it's, you know, when your pen hits the paper, you move through your drawing, and then it's all connected. It's all linear. And the way that it's helped me think about the process, it's like my skin track creates this line up the mountain. It mirrors back into the ridges. It comes down fall line. Like, I'm reading terrain and I'm just translating it into my guidebook. I used to get really kind of self-conscious about pulling out the sketchbook or talking about the creative process or admitting even in a guide meeting that I'm an artist. Like, I think artists tend to have this this reputation of being aloof or of being just like airy and not plugged in. And I think it's actually like, it's helped me really engage with the mountains and be really present. And I think like being present is so key. Things can happen. I mean, we've seen it so much this trip, like weather rolls in like drastically fast. It's crazy how it can go from you're comfortable, you're peeling layers in the sun, and then all of a sudden it's gale force wind and you're trying to get the heck out of the mountains. Like, it's all being attuned to where you are.
I asked.
Pretty bossy tail.
I'm not a bossy tail. I'm a tail guy for people that don't know. How am I doing as a tail guy? You better fucking answer right.
Sometimes give me the paper to read.
Sometimes
you're a great tail. You, what I really appreciate about you, you know,
you called me a great piece of tail.
Damn right. I know it when I see it. What I like about you, back to you talking all the time, is I don't have to wonder what you're thinking. And that's huge. Like, being a good communicator in the mountains and just in general is key. I don't wonder about what you're thinking. I know where your uncertainties lies. And then we can talk about like how to gain comfort in the mountains. It's good. That's good. I like it.
I think a lot of guys come from like an experience and like, bro. Well, no, actually, you know what? That's kind of a false misrepresentation, because I've noticed that the guides on these ice axe trips, shout out to Doug Stout, are top-notch people, in the, like literally the best in the world from all over the world. And I've noticed that when they don't come from a sense of bravado. Like, you know, I always joke about this, but we always have, whenever like we're training on ropes or anything, like on the ship, sorry, I almost said boat.
God damn.
They're always going by and watching, but they're always like, cool, because more training means more safety.
Totally.
Versus you might get some of the more brash, younger. Oh, that describes me. I'm not younger anymore. But
I think it comes to like skill set. So like for me, I always try and think of it as like three levels. When you're a young beginner, or maybe not a young, when you're a beginner and you're novice, you have no ego. You are definitely learning. You see yourself as a beginner, and that's where you are. You can admit to not knowing things. As you're moving through, you're gaining confidence, and maybe that ego and that armor is getting on there. And I think that's the career point where you see people having that bravado and being a bit more brash. And when you've been doing it a long time and you've seen some things, good and bad, like, you don't need to talk. You have experience and it speaks for itself. It's kind of going back to like show, don't tell. Like, the way that, you know, these older guides were talking about, or let's say more experienced, because not all of them are old to me, maybe.
Whatever.
They've had a lot of time in the mountains, and so they don't have to, they don't have to tell you about it. You can see it in how they move.
Yeah, I've also noticed, too, like, something I always thought in life, too, is the more experiences you have, like, if you're born, your volume is, like, 0 to 10. That's your, 0 is your mute, 10 is your high volume. So at 10, your ears hurt. But the more experiences you have, the louder it gets. Thanks, dude. The more like desensitized you are to it. So what was gnarly to me is mellow to you, you know, because it's just another thing, right? So your volume now is like 72.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great spot to stop right now. Any final words from Podcasting Antarctica? Because we're going to do it on the ship tonight, but
I hope it's warmer than it is right now. It's actually pretty mellow right now.
Are you cold?
A little cold.
Dude, for being a mountain guy, you bitch a lot.
Dude. Be bold, start cold. I'm bold.
Oh,
I
God. God damn it.
You going to tell how we met?
Oh, I'm going to tonight when it's warm. All right, we'll sign off from here now. Say bye. Say
ciao,
bye for now. Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Well, that was a short one, and I appreciate you all listening. More parts coming from Antarctica. More parts coming from all over. But just wanted to say thank you and helping me get the ball rolling again on the podcast. Look for upcoming episodes, and thanks again for listening. Once again, please share this. Please like it. Please hit the like button, or I don't even know if there's a like button on here, but just those things, you know, those things that help. Much appreciated. Have a great day. Signing off.